They never say that.
Play it again.
No. Frodo says, get off the road.
He does, but he doesn't call them hobbits.
Right, but you got this from the Sweden Lord of the Rings. Yeah. And that's why you've been saying this for six months.
It's so good.
This is my favorite Sweden movie of all of them. From like a funny
Terminator
standpoint.
Terminator 2 is the best one. Low budget.
Tron
day.
Is oh, actually.
Yeah. Live with me if you want to come. Yeah. That was so good.
No, actually, Tron.
He's like,
was pretty...
his father, leave him, he's never going to leave him. And he's carving a dick in the table.
Hobbits, get off the road!
Seriously, this is where you got.
It's so good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh my god. Okay, so
you've been misquoting this whole time.
That's funny.
I wasn't misquoting. I actually liked that version almost as good as the original.
No, I think it's better. It was an improvement in every way.
Just because, like, I like when whatever the big demon is that comes out. In the cave, and the guy comes out.
Oh, the Balrog?
The big fat guy comes out, and they have like the fake flames behind him.
The paper flames.
It's like.
Or is it secret? Is it safe? I love that too.
Is it secret? Is it safe?
Where it's all like.
We must go on an epic journey tonight!
Are we actually recording the post show right now?
Yeah, I was waiting for Eli to be done with whatever the fuck he's doing.
See, it's on this
balls.
Path now.
So let's
play some play a music thing and we'll read this list.
Do this, bitch.
Oh my god, it's 1 in the morning.
You ain't got nothing to do tomorrow.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you don't know that.
No, I do. Okay, so... this list is the 15 most kick-ass robots of all time. Eli, I need to pull this up because there's going to be some video clips we might want to watch. Number one is Vicky from Small Wonder. Did anyone else watch that show but me?
No.
These people have a robot daughter. Like, total 80s... horrible plot line is we have a robot daughter. Vicky was a robot modeled after a real human girl. The robot was a voice input child identicant Vicky, but was nicknamed Vicky.
Sure.
She has real hair and realistic skin. She possesses superhuman strength and speed and runs on atomic power. She has an access panel in her back, an electrical socket in her right armpit, and an RS-232 serial port under her left armpit.
Wow, I'm glad that it's RS-232.
So she's super slow,
right?
Data transfer wise.
But at least it's the standard, so you can plug her into anything.
Right, you can plug her into your TI calculator.
Yeah,
it'll work.
That's pretty sweet.
Did you ever know anybody that made the TI adapter that let you put games and shit on it?
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah,
a bunch
I think
of people
I
in high school
yeah.
did that shit.
They had a like
we had like Mario and Tetris knockoffs.
Yeah, like the little headphone jack, you could wire that up to a serial port and. You know, for 4 hours, you could leave it hooked up and you'd move like an 8K game
like,
onto
yay.
It.
Yeah. I never did games on my calculator. I did draw animations and then write programs to actually play through the frames to actually make it a bit of a movie.
Did you ever see anybody that was like, I've got porn on my TI? And they had like ASCII porn like on their TI.
Like pixel drawn titties.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Like pixel boobs. If no one watched this show but me, then I guess there's no point. Did you didn't watch it? Play the video. Maybe it's funny.
Yeah, this make is enthralling content on a podcast. What is this music? She's a small wonder,
lovely and bright and so the guy's name is Dick Christie. I want to know why they had a robot daughter. I don't remember. This sounds fake.
Yeah.
I bet she's dead now. Oh my god. She just winked like I'm a robot, wink.
Okay.
Alright, turn that shit off. Number two, number 14.
We have got to stop watching videos on a fucking podcast.
I know, but when there's funny audio.
It's retarded. That audio wasn't funny.
Okay. Iron Small Giant. Shut up. Wonder. Iron Giant.
No, that should be number one.
I know you have a boner for this.
I have a total boner for that movie.
It's
love
very
that
well animated. It's a good story.
Yeah. And I fucking cry every
time. I don't know
time.
If he's a
Why?
Kick-ass robot. He
have you seen it?
Yeah, I remember seeing it. Sure.
He's got crazy nuclear weapons in his chest. He'd fucking blow your ass up.
Why do you?
Yeah,
why
I guess
do you,
so.
Does he die or something? Maybe?
He
I
sacrifices
don't even remember.
Himself to save the town.
Yeah, but he ends up living at the end. All his parts get back together.
Yeah, whatever. He's flying through the atmosphere and like opens his eyes and says Superman, and I just fucking cry like a baby.
Superman,
because like he understands, like he experiences the moment of childlike joy, and I'm like. Oh, he found, like, happiness. And I'm like, no! He was so close!
No, Vin Diesel the robot, I love you!
He found his humanity!
He's more than a weapon!
I don't want to watch that anymore.
That movie is so good.
I like how the knot in his head is the only thing that makes him not evil. I never saw Disney's Black Hole, but apparently it was an
yes.
old show.
Oh, yes, I love that movie.
Wait,
is it Vincent or Bob?
And Bob, both. Oh. What is it?
It's
Disney's
it's
version of Star Wars.
Yeah, it's a live action, little,
it's
mini
not
space
Star
opera
Wars?
Thing. No, not at all.
But it came out around the same period of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, this little hoverbot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob is the little hoverbot.
Bob?
Maximilian is the tall thing that had, like, blades for hands that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, there it is right there.
As a kid.
Blades for hands?
As
wow,
a kid,
you were right
was
on.
Scary. Oh, that's right, and I forget
and
that
he's that little visor thing. Hoverbot. What's actually fucked up, actually, to be honest, Maximilian is not a robot.
Yeah, that's true.
At the very end of the movie, whenever, like, the bad people literally go to hell, and you see Maximilian holding up the body of his creator, like, the camera zooms into his, like, visor... And then you can see, like, through the visor at, like,
yeah.
the human eyes inside light up. And he, like, you can see the agony of his tortured existence. It's so...
Unless,
what?
It gets
what
so, like, existential at the
this
end.
What the hell is happening?
This is when Disney was, like, making really fucked up shit. And you were like, kids are watching this. And, what is it, Bob? Bob shows up in Adult Swim.
How did I not see this?
You've never seen Black Hole, like that's
never even heard of it.
I could sing the like the main theme from that movie.
It was
that movie has an overture, like that's
yeah. It was funny because so I saw it as a kid, thinking like, "Hey, Star Wars," and then I walked like
and it's
walked
over,
out
and you're like, "Oh God!"
Going, like,
what just happened?
Fuck, just happened to me.
But Bob the Robot was cool. Like he's well, see, and he was in C-Lab, but you didn't watch C-Lab either. So
that episode,
and he needs his medicine. Bebop, Gola, whatever. This is all lost on you, Joel, which is unfortunate.
So
there are layers.
The Scorpion
of references.
The Scorpion stings.
In C-Lab. Yeah,
I've seen that episode.
Yeah, you know the robot that comes out that smashes the Scorpion to death.
No,
that's Bob from the Black Hole. They just straight up stole
it.
Oh,
that's right, because he becomes friends with the Scorpion. They're
right.
Like, hey, they're friends, and he comes out and is like, smash, and
right.
he kills it.
No,
but Bob is wearing the necklace of his teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, what good. A dick.
Number 12 is the Cylons, the old school Cylons.
Everything about old school Battlestar is retarded.
So get this. I forgot to bring this up during the podcast, but a reader sent me something. He's got like this conspiracy theory about Battlestar, and it sounds like he's done his homework.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm going to find it.
Mm.
Who is this from? Let's see. That's you. It's this guy. Okay, listen to this. This is nuts. I'm just going to read it. This is from Rod. You know, the Cylon head we briefly see as it is dug up on bombed out Earth. Okay. Its primary difference from any other existing Cylon heads is it's got a much larger face grill. Supposedly, the Earth-based Cylon model is based on the earliest concept images of what the new show's Cylons would look like. However, while reading about an auction of the movie's props, I stumbled upon an image of a Cylon costume used in Beverly Hills Cop 3, and the resemblance was uncanny. Apparently, the film's final chase scene takes the characters through the old Earthquake ride at Universal Studios, which for some reason was outfitted with Cylons. This was possibly an inside reference to the nude bomb starring Don Adams, in which a chase scene takes the characters through Battlestar Galactica. The thing is, Beverly Hills Cop 3 didn't use Cylons from the movie or from the show or the ride or from... Yeah, okay. They apparently had brand new Cylon suits custom made for the scene with those larger grills. So his conspiracy theory is that they're actually Beverly Hills Cop 3 movie plots that made it into...
Weird.
The new show.
The fuck?
Wow.
That's pretty interesting.
Mind blown!
Yeah.
That's just dumb enough.
I'm old enough to have been... Yeah. I'm old enough to have...
You remember Beverly Hills Cop 3, right?
That, yeah. And I actually took... I took the Universal tour. I took the Universal tour with the Cylons on there. And I remember... I know exactly what that was. And I always wondered that, too. Because...
Yeah, but he says they didn't use the ones from the ride. They replaced them for some reason.
They can also go back to... The Cylons are in the A-Team intro. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
Face comes out from behind a Cylon.
Oh, there's totally a Cylon in one of the windows in the Mary Tyler Moore intro.
And in that one scene in 3 Minutes of Baby, they're walking across the screen and there's a Cylon.
There's a Cylon behind the ghost.
It's like...
Oh, yeah, no, whenever that crew member is hanging themselves in the background in
Wizard
of
Oz,
there's a Cylon there, too.
It was a Cylon that killed him.
Wait, wasn't that true? The Wizard of Oz thing?
I'm making fun of true things by substituting them for Cylons.
No, but I was saying, wasn't it actually not just an urban legend? Wasn't it a dead guy in Wizard of Oz?
I don't remember.
I'd have to look it up again. Okay, number 11. Johnny Five, Short Circuit. He falls in love with a woman.
I love that movie. I love that movie so much.
You know what's funny is even though 2 is like the all-time pointless sequel of all time... I love 2 so much because it went, how old it was when it came out.
Wait,
I watched that.
When it came out, I mean, it's got everything a sequel shouldn't have. It's got fucking Diamond Thieves and, like, you know,
which
Michael
one?
McKean.
Which one is it? He almost dies.
That one. Both of them, really.
Right, where he's all beat up and, like,
2.
Somebody smashes him up.
And then he goes punk.
That was kick-ass.
It's malfunctioning. It might not do anything. He's after it.
Whatever it takes to put that stupid contraption out of commission.
She found it.
Nice software.
Yeah, he actually comments on her boobs.
And Steve Guttenberg.
Number 5 is alive.
It was Steve Guttenberg in the first one.
Short Circuit, rated PG.
They
couldn't get him back for the sequel.
Yeah, I only remember the second one really clearly.
Short Circuit 2 honestly is a more fun movie if you're a kid, but it's got everything that's wrong with sequels. Like, they can't get the star back.
I think that's the only thing I watched, actually. I don't know if I watched the first one.
I'm pretty sure they got way more racist with the Indian guy.
Ben Javari. Fisher Stevens as Ben Javari.
Wait.
Could you...
What is the little rhyme? Los Lobos kick your...
ass. Los Lobos kick your face. Los Lobos kick your balls into outer space.
Oh, my God.
The wolves.
I cannot believe that just happened.
Oh, no, it's Los Locos. The Crazies.
Oh, whatever.
Not Los Lobos. That's a band.
Whatever.
The Fabulous Thunderbirds kick your ass. No.
What is that song that plays in the second movie when he's all punking out and about to take revenge? It was...
Is it We Need a Hero?
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
we
it is.
Need a hero.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And it's got to be something.
Oh, God, that's good times. I haven't seen that movie in so long. I have to go watch that again.
We need a hero. All right, look that up, Eli. You too.
That's awesome.
Said banana,
yeah,
hero.
Banana hero.
Banana hero. Eli, YouTube.
I'm going to move on to number 2.
Eli, banana hero. YouTube, go. Banana hero.
Come on.
I'm typing that right now.
Number 10 is HAL 9000. Is he really a robot? Huh. He's more of an AI.
Yeah.
Machine's not going to boot back up now.
He's a robot.
Wait. I wasn't listening to you.
HAL 9000. Flush the pod bay toilet, HAL. I can't do that.
I can't do that.
I just shit in the pod bay toilet, HAL. Flush it. I'm sorry, Dave.
I can't let you do that.
It's pretty creepy.
Daisy.
Okay,
I can feel I'm slipping.
It's
away
interesting
now.
That 2001. I still absolutely hate the ending of that movie because it's stupid.
Hey,
the last like 20 minutes of it are a waste of my time. But I hated that movie as a kid, and I love it now.
You know, I've never seen it as an adult. I probably should.
Well, okay, I haven't. You have, you know, you have the attention span, maybe, for it now.
Thank you.
Maybe.
Thank you. You have to
I'm
time
down. A lot of credit here.
Don't give him too much sugar.
I'm before. Almost done with this fucking YouTube clip he's playing of it. That's what are boring you enough.
We need a hero. Are we gonna keep on going or what?
Number nine. Number nine. Model B9 environmental control robot from Lost in Space. Or robot from Lost in Space.
Yeah. Danger, Will Robinson.
Robot. I love that his name was Robot. Who gives a shit about that? With that fucking pedophile chasing that kid around? Number eight should be number one. Bending Rodriguez.
Yes.
From Futurama.
Love Bender. I have a toy of him, actually, that I picked up from a comic book store.
And now, the top 10 words that Bender is most likely to say.
What you doing, mini meatbags? Shooting craps?
We're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, that's from the new movie. That's not even funny. Those all sucked.
Okay, really.
Stop that.
We're listening to a movie again.
I know. I don't know why he keeps doing
just
that.
Just let it go. I'm not
asking
to.
Because I'm in control.
Who let him be in control?
Why is this number seven?
Why is this on the list?
It's not even funny.
Mr. Roboto,
that's,
as portrayed by Dennis DeYoung from Styx.
That's pretty stupid. You know
what? I've got a secret.
No.
Fuck it. Just
that
keep
I've
going.
Been hiding.
We will not even justify this.
No.
Under my skin.
They won't even play that song anymore.
Stop it, Joe.
Number six, apparently, is all of the Transformers.
Sure.
I mean, it's hard to choose just one.
Robot in disguise. You missed our gigantic Transformers discussion last time. Stop playing videos.
I'm not playing videos. This is a song.
You're fucking bitches. Up the show.
Go, talk.
What is this?
It's the Transformers song.
Transformers!
This is the, the rockin' 80s version.
I love that, like, 30-part 80s harmony. Transformers!
We talked about this last time. You totally missed out on this.
Oh, damn it. It sounds like they recorded this in, like, a bathroom. Hour.
We're like, this is the song where they all come riding in on fucking stars, you know? And they're like,
Yeah, this is great. Who's your favorite Transformer, Josh?
I wasn't allowed to have Transformers because they promoted violence.
Right.
That wasn't the question.
What Transformer did you covet the most?
As a child, I had no idea who any of them were. I was not allowed to have any exposure to them.
Oh, man.
As an adult.
Yeah, today then.
I mean, I did have Soundwave, but he was like hidden, like a toy that I like kept like buried in my closet.
Wow, he was a good one too. How'd you get that?
I think I stole it from a friend.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was like,
did you
left your toy at my house one afternoon. Bitch is mine now, sucker.
Did you pawn it off as a real like boombox?
No, I pawned it off as in this is hidden in the back of my closet, and I only take it out when my parents.
I thought you had like him in the little like boombox form. You're like. Yeah.
Did you know they made a Soundwave
tape
player?
I'm totally listening to my tapes.
It's
bitch.
Christian music.
You know what's really funny though is that Soundwave.
How many times I use that excuse?
You know what's funny is that Soundwave was supposed to be a ghetto blaster.
Yeah, of course.
But when they like made a tape player of it, it was like a little Walkman.
Well, yeah. Aww.
Like we'll make it a ghetto blaster.
Yeah, I know. I was like, well,
and have it come with some cardboard.
A kid has to be able to afford it, though.
No, have it come with some cardboard so. I can actually like break dance with it.
Nice.
And an unemployment check.
Yeah, whoa.
Wow.
Now, Eli,
wrong,
to be fair,
wrong use of cardboard.
Eli, to be fair, you have to have had a job first before you qualify for unemployment.
That's true.
Wah, wah, what?
And breakdancing is its own reward.
Right.
This song just doesn't stop, does it? It's just like once, after they say Transformers, it's a solo until the end. Transformers.
I would have loved to have seen the sheet music. It's got like the parts, and there's a big line like in there with all the frames, with all like the measures in there. It just says guitar solo.
Yeah,
like ad lib.
168 measures,
and it just says ad lib guitar solo.
Right.
And yeah, every so often it has a like written in there, like in at measure.
Like, oh, yeah,
it's that's every 32 measures they do that, but the.
there we go.
Number five, all Next. Of the Terminators.
What? They kind of have to do that. I mean, you can't...
I don't know. I'd say the T-800 is a much different class of robot than the T-1000.
Right, but they're both super iconic, and to have both of them as separate entries on the list would be stealing the spotlight from somebody else.
Maybe
and...
so. But... you saw the episode with the submarine, right? In Terminator? Sorry. In Sarah Connor?
I don't remember a submarine.
With Jesse in the submarine? The whole episode takes place in a submarine called Jimmy Carter.
If that's in one of the last three episodes, then no.
I don't think it's the last three.
I may be three or four behind at this point.
Well, never mind. Then I won't say anything.
I'll watch all of it this weekend.
Hey, you know what was fucked up? On the podcast, we were like talking about movies, and then we were like, I realized that Terminator was a horror movie. Dun, dun, dun. Like a week ago.
He was fucking Freddy Krueger.
Adam Savage from Mythbusters was tweeting about that. I just realized Terminator was a horror movie. And I'm like, yeah. Me too!
Yeah,
you share a special bond.
Well,
if we met, we could talk about that.
We had talked a little bit about how fucking Jurassic Park is a big-time horror movie. I mean, not a horror movie, but a monster flick. That's scary as shit, because it's been on recently. And I just keep remembering the scene where the dinosaur's like... separated from the children by like a thin piece of plexiglass, and I'm like, that is scary as fuck, man. Yeah, I'm a little kid, that sucks.
Yeah, his teeth are gnashing at the plexiglass.
Yeah, his tongue is like, like you're right there, and I can taste you,
man, baby.
The T-Rex is a fucking awesome monster,
delicious.
No,
man,
yeah,
and it just has fucking baby arms.
That whole sequence is scary as shit.
Wow, a really good monster would be take any monster movie and give him baby arms, like baby arms, Freddy.
Like, actually, what if you had Chucky with baby arms? Huh? Oh, wait. No, he already does.
No. Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
If they were actually a real baby arms.
No. But Jason with baby arms would be far less terrifying because his stabbing radius would be much smaller.
Right. Would he still hold on a full-size machete? Or would it be like a little plastic knife?
Wait a minute. Machete. So when he grabs you by the neck and lifts you up off the ground, you're just like...
really close to him.
Right.
Yeah. And you're like not very far up the ground.
You raise up like a half inch and you're like...
I'm just going to go ahead and step back down.
This is uncomfortable for me.
The first Jason movie I ever saw was
Please
the
don't
one
touch
where
me.
This is my personal space.
The first Jason I ever saw was the one after Jason Goes to Hell, where he just keeps inhabiting different people. Remember that one?
I'm trying to remember which one that is.
They're all the same to me.
They had a big. Yeah, I know. They had a big one that was like Jason Goes to Hell.
I think I've seen all but maybe two or three of them.
Well, the one after that one, they're doing an autopsy on Jason, and whoever
that
touches
seems totally safe,
right? Whoever touches any part of his body ends up getting inhabited by his spirit
Take
and going
this rack
on a murderous
of DVDs
rage.
And sink it deep within my body.
All right,
nothing.
Okay,
it's I'm
number
I'm
four
so
is Gort from Day the Earth Stood Still. Don't care. Number three is 3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah, clearly they have to be a pair. They're life partners.
Sure.
Wow. They okay, are. I don't know. Like, that was really funny.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Fussy Britches. Well, you can sleep on the couch then.
Can you imagine being Kenny Baker in the R2 unit? Like, anytime he farted on set and just had a like, he fucking hotboxes himself.
Did you
see
the comic today?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
that's why.
Yeah, I comic about that.
But you didn't have a fart joke in it.
Oh, okay, I should have.
Right,
fart should have come out when they opened the top. Farts, like with the word fart, written.
Like finely aged.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a 1978 special.
Number two is Data.
Okay, that's good.
I feel weird because I never really think about him as being a robot. But
yeah, I know. That's
he's
why
the
I'm
ultimate
like,
robot, though. I mean, he's
he
like,
wants to be human.
One of us. I mean, at that point, you have to say like six is like number one.
Who's six?
What the hell? Why isn't she on here?
Who's six?
Number
BSG.
Six.
Well, because they have all the Cylons.
That's she's retarded.
Together.
No, that's just a hot chick in a red dress.
Sure. That too.
With a glowy sperm spine. Number one is Tom Servo, Crow, Campot, and Gypsy, so it's a cop-out.
Nerd humor.
Destroy it. Yeah.
Crow?
Look at me, I'm Servotron, destroyer of worlds!
Guys, what? This is for his own good, right?
Okay.
Seriously, I'm gonna pass out.
Alright, we're done.
Why don't they have, You ever remember that movie, Batteries Not Included, with those little aliens?
Oh my god, I love that as a kid.
I love that movie.
Jessica Tandy was like 148 when she made that.
An old couple has little robot flying saucer friends.
That was one of my favorite movies.
I wanted those. That was that movie. That movie was Gremlins,
little baby robots.
That movie was PG-13, and I was not allowed to watch it for so long.
When you were 16?
Right. Well, no, what? I had to sneak that one at my friends, and I was like, "Oh my god, have I love that little guy, so cute."
You've seen it?
Was there anything creepy about bad creepy in that about movie at all?
Ah, oh, it's so good. I love that movie so much.
Wait, are you still talking about Batteries Not Included?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure. Because yeah, that movie's awesome.
I know.
There's still 8 people talking in the chat room. Go bed, people.
I can't hear you.
I know. I can say whatever I want.
Oh, and why didn't they include the agent from The Matrix? I guess technically he's not a robot.
The whole Matrix is a robot.
That's not true. Oh, that's a good point. That would make... That should be on
so
the list.
So is your face.
So is your mom. That's what you say. So
I
is
can't
your
say
mom.
That to Josh.
Oh.
That would be insensitive.
He can, but it would make him an asshole.
It'd be super insensitive.
Why? Oh.
Oh.
So I can't say it?
No.
Oh. I can't say it?
You can.
I can't?
It will just make you an
Do
asshole.
Do not know? Are you that new?
Oh.
What?
Please don't.
Wow, we could save you from future embarrassment then, I guess.
Probably.
Why?
Unlike the first time I did it.
What?
I'm not talking about that on the podcast.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We're done.
Whatever.
Podcast is over. Post show's over. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for donations. Thanks for your support.
Bye.
God damn it, I'm so tired.
Bobby, get off the road!
God damn it.
Oh, God, headphones off. Oh, ears feel gross.